May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. A short ode for Bible Sunday. King David and King Solomon led merry, merry lives with many, many lady friends and many, many wives. But when old age crept over them with many, many qualms, King Solomon wrote the Proverbs and King David wrote the Psalms. I thought some of you were going to say it with me. It's quite an old one. Well, that little rhyme is not a million miles from being true. But would you know where to find the Psalms of David or the Proverbs of Solomon? Would you even be able to hazard how many of the Psalms were written by David, or how much of the book of Proverbs is original Solomon? Come to that, do you know where your Bible is? How long is it since you opened your Bible in earnest? I'm told that in my family, four generations ago, one of my forebears went to church every Sunday proudly carrying a big black Bible. The only problem was it gained him no credit amongst his own family, cut no ice with them, since everyone knew he was illiterate. His Bible was under his arm just for show. Nowadays we can still get Bibles that are just for show. W.H. Smith will sell you a wedding Bible or a christening Bible. The point of them seems to be that they are white with gold lettering, and they look good in the photographs. So, where is your Bible? In our lesson, our first reading from the book of Nehemiah, the two religious leaders, Nehemiah and Ezra, the two leaders of the community, bring before the people a lost book. Now, this was obviously a precious moment because they actually built a special sort of wooden platform, a pulpit, to read it from. And so this was a big moment. The people had been through a difficult time, and admittedly there had been experiments at keeping the faith going during their time as refugees and exiles, experiments that would eventually lead to the foundation of synagogues and eventually even churches in every community. But now that they were back at home, well, their interest was in building their own homes and rebuilding their personal prosperity. They'd forgotten the community of faith that had kept them going all those years, and they had certainly forgotten the lost book. Just as surely as the book got lost back in the days of Nehemiah and Ezra, so it has got lost in a lot of people's lives today. Maybe some people like to leave it to the priest. Stipendiary clergy are supposed to read four chunks of scripture each day in order. This is to keep our preaching, our prayers, and our lifestyle within the bounds of the Christian faith. But Nehemiah and Ezra didn't think it was just for the priests, and neither did the founders of the Anglican Church. The founders of the Anglican Church did order the priests to read these four chapters of Scripture during morning and evening prayer each day, but they called the book they put it in the Book of Common Prayer for all of us. People today have lost that book, and we all need to rediscover it as the people of the time of Nehemiah and Ezra rediscovered it. They only had a part of the story to read. They didn't realize that they themselves and their deeds would eventually be recorded in the holy pages of Scripture. But we have the whole epic. And in our own way, we too can enter into it and be part of its history. It is never a bad thing to find the Bible again and to read it as if we were reading it for the first time, to discover afresh what it means to believe in God, to discover again what is the meaning of the revelation of God's glory. Some find it again by taking down an old copy from a dusty shelf. I did that as a teenager. I found the old family Bible. I read the entries written there by my grandparents and parents. I looked at the woodcuts, and then I started to read aloud from the pages of Scripture the wonderful cadences of the Authorized Version, and I was moved. I found the Bible again when the New English Bible, New Testament, was first published. Before that, I'd never read a gospel all the way through in one sitting. It's a great thing to do. And then I found the Bible again when I went to college and disturbingly had to study its contents deeply, discovering how much God trusted his message into the hands of unreliable humans and unreliable scribes. And still the message got through. I found the Bible again recently. I found it on the internet at a website called Oremus, and once again discovered its power to interest, to excite, and to inspire. Today is Bible Sunday. It's the right day for me to remind you, as Nehemiah and Ezra reminded people around 2,500 years ago, to come back to the Bible, to read it and study it. We do need to foster a study of God's message amongst us. And believe me, God never stops trying to communicate with us if only we will stop for a moment and listen. But along with all the many ways God speaks to us, studying the Bible is one of the most valuable tools we have to draw near to that message and to make it our own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.